From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. A Siena College poll released October 15th found that 49% of voters in upstate New York support impeaching President Donald J. Trump and removing him from office. Statewide, the split to remove Trump was 55-38%, a 17-point spread. Suburban voters were almost evenly divided at 47% in favor and 48% against. Siena surveyed 742 New York voters during the period of October 6th through October 10th. The poll taken in the midst of the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry found that majorities of voters throughout the state believed the Ukraine matter justified the inquiry. Read the full story at The Fray. Eric Bascom is reporting from the Staten Island Advance. New York State residents now have less than 12 months to acquire a new form of identification if they plan to fly domestically. Beginning October 1st, 2020, anyone boarding a domestic air flight will be required by federal law to carry a driver's license or other identification that is Real ID compliant. The requirement was created following passage of the Real ID Act of 2005. The law created requirements for state driver's licenses and ID cards to be accepted by the federal government for, and I quote, official purposes, end quote, such as boarding commercially operated airline flights and entering federal buildings and nuclear power plants. The majority of Americans are unaware of the looming 2020 deadline, according to a recent study by the U.S. Travel Association. In New York, the State Department of Motor Vehicles offers residents two options of Real ID licenses, a standard Real ID or an enhanced ID. Both versions will allow travelers to board domestic flights. Real IDs must be obtained in person at a DMV office. Read the full story at SILive.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Town Supervisor Pat Grattan, October 14th, presented a proposed 2020 town budget to the town board. He called the proposed spending plan, and I quote, a wish list, end quote, noting the board must get the budget under the state-mandated tax cap. Although Teasdale did not provide a budget total, she does report the budget line for the Valencia Rescue Squad will increase by $100,000 next year. VRS Executive Director Scott Bowman said the squad has been running in the red for several years, and this year the squad is faced with a $115,000 deficit. He said, and I quote, the cost of providing the service has just skyrocketed, end quote. The rescue squad employs 35 people. 12 of them work full-time and receives funding from the town of Kinderhook, Stuyvesant, Chatham, Ghent, and Stockport. Bowman said VRS has not asked for an increase in funding for 5 or 6 years, but now, he said, and I quote, we're just not going to be able to make it, end quote. The town board will conduct budget workshops October 15th and 21st. The board will also host a special meeting November 6th to vote on the 2020 budget. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Emily Munson is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representative Paul Tonko will enter the fourth quarter with almost $1 million to fund his 2020 re-election effort. His campaign said the Amsterdam Democrat raised about $158,000 from July through the end of September. Tonko's fundraising gives him a significant lead over his one Republican challenger, Liz Joy. Joy raised $36,000 in the third quarter. Her filings with the Federal Election Commission show. Her campaign has roughly $46,000 in cash for election spending. Joy is a Schenectady resident and real estate agent. She's looking to unseat Tonko, who has represented New York's 20th district since 2009. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.